by the end of this day is expected to be cleared of the twin impeachment charges against him. That became apparent last night, with Senate Republicans promising to hold firm in denying the Democrats the votes they need to subpoena witnesses, key among them former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. We have a report from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Tennessee's Lamar Alexander says he is against calling for more testimony. He says House Democrats have proven their case that the president withheld military aid from Ukraine, at least partly in exchange for political investigations, but says that's not impeachable and there's no need for more evidence. Alexander was among a handful of Republicans considering whether to vote for witnesses. Four need to join Democrats in that effort. Susan Collins says she will, and Mitt Romney is expected to join her. But unless two more sign on, the trial could end quickly, with the president acquitted as soon as today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Ukraine for an official visit. He's predicting American companies will see a benefit in doing business there.
We see the economic opportunity for American businesses coming here. We talked about a handful of them just this morning, companies by name, real projects. President Zelensky will be welcome to come to Washington when we have an opportunity to do good things for both the Ukrainian people and the American people. We'll get it done. I'm confident of that.
It is EU departure day for the UK, 2 days after the European Parliament formally approved it. It comes after years of political turmoil in London since the 2016 Brexit referendum. Next comes a one-year transition period. Today figures to be a day of both celebrations and protests in Great Britain as the country enters a new era. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who campaigned on a pro-Brexit platform, is scheduled to address the nation later today. To stay up to date with all the news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Australian Health Minister today confirmed there are now 9 cases of the coronavirus in the country. Australians returning from Wuhan in Hubei province in China, the epicenter of the virus outbreak, are being quarantined on Christmas Island. Many countries are evacuating their citizens. The United States is warning its nationals to avoid travel to China. So is Japan. And Pakistan has halted all flights to and from China and will delay the opening of a key border crossing with its neighboring country. More than 300 South Koreans arrived home early today from China. Authorities say they'll be quarantined at 2 temporary facilities. The returnees were met by ambulances as their plane parked on the tarmac in Seoul. Beijing is reporting nearly 10,000 cases of the coronavirus, reaching out nationwide from Wuhan, with some 213 deaths. Japanese citizens are being repatriated from China. A plane load arrived home today. Meanwhile, Tokyo is trying to tamp down rumors that the epidemic could result in the cancellation of the Summer Olympics. A report from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Tokyo organizers say in a statement to the Associated Press, "We have never discussed cancelling the Games, and that Tokyo 2020 will continue to collaborate with the International Olympic Committee and relevant organizations and will review any countermeasures that may be necessary. Rumors of a cancellation have spread in Japan, with reports that the Swiss-based IOC has met with the World Health Organization about the outbreak. The WHO has called the virus a global emergency. The Olympics open on July 24, just under 6 months away. I'm Charles de Ledesma."
Americans arriving home from China are talking about both the reality and the abiding fear of the virus. Here is the AP's Ed Donahue.
People arriving at Los Angeles International Airport say fears of the virus definitely impacted their visit.
Nobody goes on the streets.
Every shop is closed.
There's nothing to do. It's not fun at all.
Judy Zhu visited her family in Shenzhen.
There's no symptom for the first 1 to 2 weeks. So that means you could carry virus without knowing that.
Li Jing's family is in Chengdu, away from the epicenter of the virus.
I believe they can contain, especially, you know, outside Wuhan. But within Wuhan is kind of very hard to say.
More U.S. air carriers are stopping flights to China because of the virus. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran's missile attacks on 2 Iraqi bases this month is putting a spotlight on traumatic brain injuries here in the United States. This as the number of U.S. troops who suffered such injuries has grown beyond the 50 reported earlier this week. The initial reports were that no one suffered those injuries. Gene Randall, VOA News.